to hear something which is so good, you may need medical attention after this. Only joking. It's time for the interviews with Adam Wood.
It's time for Daniel J.
Morning, Daniel.
Yeah, good morning. You all right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah.
So this, I take it this is your first radio interview then?
Yeah, I've done like a few before, like on the internet and stuff, but not like...
We're on FM, proper radio.
Yeah.
FM's dying out, man. Move on. It's all in that. So, basically, let's talk about your fan base first, right? If you don't know, Daniel's is written on the website onlineheartradio.com as a young talented singer from London, is that right? Yes?
Yeah.
And your fan base is massive. I was just like, DJ Stars, isn't it? Is that the name you've
DJ
got?
DJ Stars, yeah.
I've been getting badgered off one all week on Twitter going there. We ask him what he thinks of his Switzerland fans.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what was that, sorry?
Let's get me phone, this is where the...
Stop trying to tweet this link at the same time.
Got a phone. Love phones. I couldn't live without my iPhone. I had... it says, can you ask Daniel if he loves Switzerland and his fans?
Yes, I do love all my Switzerland fans. I love all my fans.
Have you been to Switzerland?
No, I've never been there.
Fancy going to Switzerland?
I'd like to go there, yeah.
Where, if you could live anywhere in the world and money wasn't an object, where would you live?
I want to live in, like, America, like Miami or, like, New York or something.
Oh, the heat. At least with cold, you can add more layers on. Heat, you can only go so far and you can't take any more off.
Yeah.
That's... I get to a certain temperature and I'm just like, had it. That's it, I don't function properly. Heat.
Yeah.
So what got you into music?
I got guitar like 3 years ago and I just started playing guitar and I didn't even know I could sing at all. And then like I just started like, I got inspired. You know, do you remember Britain's Got Talent? Man who sung Fast Car?
Off the top of my head, no, but I probably will. I'll search it on YouTube later.
I learned that song, and then I showed it to my mum, and she was like, oh, you're actually quite good, so I just started singing as well, and then put it on YouTube, and then it just blew up, really.
What was the first video you put on YouTube which got the most views?
Well, I actually had another channel, but I don't have that one anymore, but I put a video up called Grenade, and it got like 2,000 views like the first day. Like, that is pretty good for a first video. And then eventually that channel got taken down because I basically uploaded a video when the song was leaked, and then so I had to start a new channel.
Then
the first one on this channel was Rock Me by One Direction.
Yeah, I noticed you got a lot of One Direction and Justin Bieber covers. Are they your main sort of artists that you look up to, or...?
Yeah, I really like One Direction and Justin Bieber. I think they're really good.
I don't know why there's so much stigma, especially around, like, lads listening to Justin Bieber and One Direction, because I hold my hands up and I've got One Direction's new album, whatever else, but I just don't get the stigma around it.
I understand. Justin Bieber, I think he's just so good. He's, like, the best.
He did an interview with somebody, I don't know who it was, and I was reading it, and he said he used... was it a vocal something to, it was to do with his voice and singing. He said he liked that he used this effect just to slightly crisp himself up, and he said he don't know why people hate him for it, and we're like, all artists do it, you know. It's
weird.
So if you weren't a singer and I get you 15, what would your next dream job be?
Well, actually, I used to do, you know, like gymnastics. I used to do that, well, not really gymnastics, but like, do you know, free running is?
Yeah,
I used to do like backflips and stuff with my friends. So I was trying to get into the Olympics. At one point, I was actually training for the Olympics. So, yeah, be a gymnast.
Gymnastics. I'm not interested in sport. No, thank you. Much rather sit and talk on the radio. I'm trying to go. So you got a guitar 3-4 years ago. Did you just want a guitar, or was it a present, or did you?
I just wanted to learn. Well, I've had like a really boring like Spanish guitar for so long, and I learned one song in it, Happy Birthday. I learned the first song, and then I actually liked playing it. Then I got like a proper one. So, yeah.
What was your these questions go from like music to what was your favourite food? So, what is your favourite food?
My favourite food. I really like. McDonald's.
Other brands are available, just for anybody out there.
Yeah, alright.
You can't say brands, it's just gotta back it up.
I don't know. I like pasta.
P- pasta. Carbohydrates, everybody loves potatoes. Potatoes, pasta, bread, that is literally what my diet consists of.
Yeah.
Who would you like to be as big as one day? Is there somebody out there who you'd go, yes, I want to be as big as them?
I don't know, I can't really not say Justin Bieber. Yeah, Justin Bieber.
Any plans to conquer America? Is that your next step?
I don't know, no, I just, Justin Bieber.
Any music, are you signed or not?
Am I signed?
Yeah.
No, I'm not signed. I
anybody out there, you want, do you want to be signed?
Yeah, I do want to be signed.
That's the, it's, I think it's much harder nowadays, especially for artists who want to go the traditional route of music, get recognised and do it that way,
yeah,
without like going on the X Factor. So that leads me very cleverly to my next question. Are you thinking about X Factor, Britain's Got Talent, when you're 16?
I'm not really sure. I know that I'm too young at the moment. Yeah. I'm only 15, but, and you have to be 16 by 16. February, and I'm not till March, so I'd have to go on the
just
next
miss
one
out.
Anyway.
Well, that's, yeah, that's a bit of a kick in the teeth, isn't it? Just miss out. So, do you travel much, or do you just mainly stay in London, or do you go and see fans up and down the country, or is it...?
Not really, I just like work on covers, really. That is like my life, recording in my bedroom.
That's how good artists start. That's, look at Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I know.
What is... I'll get your YouTube channel up now. What is the most... I want the channel views. I should have really got the statistics before I... prepared for this when I was preparing for this interview. Were you interested in music generally before, or did you just decide when you got the guitar, I'm going to do music, or
yeah,
did you?
Yeah, that's when I started to do music. I didn't even know anything about music before that.
So music was is something quite recent.
Yeah.
But, yeah. If you won the lottery, say the £3 million,
yeah,
what would you spend it on?
My dad's always wanted to go to the moon, so...
Join the club there.
Yeah, I'd take my dad to the moon. Or I'd get my dad a yacht, because he's wanted one of those.
A yacht. That's an idea, a yacht. Mom, if you're listening, right, I want a yacht. yeah, I definitely think yachts are the way...
Yeah.
I'd love to live on a boat. That'd be quite an interesting experience.
He wants to tour the world, so that'd be good.
You got... Is there... Have you been approached by any producers or record labels?
Well, people contact me like every day, yeah, on like, my Gmail, yeah, but like, we ain't really had anyone big, like, you know, like Jay-Z or anything, yeah.
Keep plugging away. It's bound to happen one day. You'll open the email, or who's this rubbish off? Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Favourite song? Now, this is a hard one.
Favourite song? My favourite song is... I'm not sure everyone will know this song, but it's from the One Direction album. It's called She's Not Afraid.
Which album was it?
Take Me Home.
I've got that in my bag. Wait there a minute. Let's... I'll be back.
Alright.
Yeah, I'm prepared. I carry these albums with me. I carry, like, a moving suitcase for 2 hours. It's ridiculous. I'll play that song on top of yours as well. CDs. Are you a CD or digital download?
I just download it.
Oh. You not like the feel of a CD?
No.
Oh, that's boring, man. What was the one you said?
She's Not Afraid.
Yep, I've got that. Why can't I see that? Have I picked up the one? I can't see that, doesn't matter. I'll look for something in a minute while this interview's... I'm very prepared, as you can tell, this morning. Who would you like to collaborate with in sort of 10 years' time?
I don't know. I'd like to do a collab with... Jessie J. I'd like to do one with her. She's really good.
She performed in Anik, where we're based, and I was up on the Sunday, the day after our concert, and the mess was ridiculous. It was, like, all over. But I heard she was really good. Like, I didn't expect her to be a good singer live, because, yeah, obviously a lot of artists are very...
She's amazing, like, I think.
Are you seeing many artists live? Do you like going to concerts?
Or? I've actually never, ever gone to see anyone live.
Oh, man. You've got the O2 there.
And I'm over. I'm just too busy at the moment.
So, are you in your last year of school or second last year?
Last year.
Same, actually. So, exams and stuff, are you sorted?
Yeah, it's all good.
Oh, when have I got mass? Oh, that's like first, second week back. Oh, don't even remind us. Right, we'll come back after. And now I've got either Beauty and the Beat or Nothing Like Us. What do you want?
I don't mind. Nothing Like Us.
Okay, here it is. Daniel J. We'll be back straight after this.
The Sunday Morning Breakfast Show with Adam Wood on Lionheart Radio.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm Daniel J and you're listening to Lionheart Radio.
Give you everything, babe. Everything I had to give.
Is Adam Wood on Lionheart Radio.
Really, I've been thinking about what we had. I know it's hard, it was all that we knew, yeah. Have you been drinking to take all the pain away? I wish that I could give you what you deserve. 'Cause nothing can ever you. Nothing can make me feel like you do, yeah. You know there's no one I can relate to. I know you won't find a love that's so true. There's nothing like us. There's nothing like you and me. Together through the storm.
Talking to Daniel J. Morning, Daniel, again.
Good morning.
What time have you been up since this morning?
Actually, I got up at 8.
Oh, lucky for you. 5:15. Shh.
What?
Yeah, every Sunday.
It's mad.
It's not mad, you know. It's called chasing a career. So, if you had a parrot and you could train it to do anything, what would you train it to do?
Okay, that's the weirdest question I've ever been asked. I don't know.
That's why I'm a larger-than-life radio personality.
I train it to sing.
What, and do interviews so you could have days off?
Yeah. Yeah.
Train it to sing. That's the best answer I've had so far, actually. That is probably one of the best. I generally ask these questions, and people either look at you funny or go, why are you asking that?
Yeah.
You got any pets? You an animal lover?
Yeah, I really like animals. I did have 3 cats, 2 of them died. I've got a cat.
I'm allergic to cats. We'll not go into that conversation. Yeah, not the biggest fan of animals in the world, me. They need to clean up after themselves. When they learn to do that, that's when I'll embrace them into my life. So where do you see yourself in 10 years' time? Signed to a... Is there any particular record label you'd love to be signed to, or just somebody like big, like Mercury or Sony, etc.?
I don't really know much about record labels, to be honest. But yeah, I just want to be that big and famous and just touring, and I just want to do that for a living.
It sounds such a nice life, but it's all the like late nights and early mornings, like that's the thing. Have you done much gigging? Do you do much gigging live, or you?
No, not really. I've never really had the chance to go live anywhere. Not really.
That's the next step. Gigging live. I've got another presenter actually on Lionheart who's ran with the Olympic Torch, and say he's called Lewis Denny, and he does quite a bit of gigging live and stuff, and it's all through word of mouth, and it's just getting the people to. So there is roots into things. That kind of, when we were talking before, I kind of had to quickly come up with some more questions because the answers you give us answered other ones. So if you could beat anybody for the day, man, woman, dog, animal, cat, whatever you want, who would you be?
I don't know. I'd like to be like the sixth member of One Direction.
Just for the day?
Yeah, that'd be so good.
So you could go to bed and then not have to wake up the next morning. Being the sixth member of One Direction, that would be, I think five in a band is just enough. Six is like verging on like arguments all the time. So do you produce and record everything yourself, or do you have help, or does...
No, I produce it, do it all myself.
That, like, I know, like, because I did quite a bit of audio editing, and to produce something for any substantial amount of time takes ages.
Yeah, it is really hard, really hard.
So, do you play piano as well, or does somebody else do that for you?
No, I've got the backing track from YouTube. Yeah.
Karaoke version.
Yeah.
Do you, have you ever performed at like school? Do you do school talent shows if you have any? Or?
No, I've never really been live in front of a lot of people, to be honest. I've done like I have actually once. I did something in Edmonton. I did some Xmas Factor thing, but that was like nothing.
If you could perform at any venue in the world, where would you perform?
Madison Square Garden.
That is like, I've never, like, people will say the O2 and stuff, but then you think Madison Square Garden.
I know.
It's like, why not? Go for it.
Yeah.
Set high. Is there one thing which has stood out, like, in your 3-4 years you've sang, is there one moment which has went, yes, this is, did you have that dream moment where you went, yes, this is what I want to do?
Yeah, I don't know, really, yeah. I just, I don't know. I just want to be a singer.
Did you?
I don't know how to answer that.
What did you want to do before you wanted to be a singer, or did you not really have?
I wanted to be like a gymnast.
Yeah, I've asked that. This is what happens in interviews, right? You think, I haven't wrote any of this down, so am I going to ask the same question again? So, I'll just go through this list. This is how prepared I am. Yeah, that's how I covered everything. You've answered everything. Yeah, you're on the ball more than me this morning. So thanks for coming on the show, Daniel.
Thanks for having me.
It's fine. Once this interview's edited and stuck up online, I'll stick it on Twitter and SoundCloud and whatever else it'll be. Anybody for available to access and download. Do you want to get plugs in for social medias, YouTube, Twitter, etc.?
I don't mind if you want to.
Yeah, go for it.
You can follow me on Twitter. It's at Daniel J World, and my YouTube is Daniel J Official, and my Facebook is just Daniel J.
So get liking, subscribing, and following. Look, now that's how practiced I am at saying stuff like that. Thanks for coming on, Daniel.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Have a good.
I just want to say I love all my fans watching this.
Hashtag DJ Star.
Yeah, hashtag DJ Star.
I'm brilliant with hashtags. It's the way forward. Thanks, Daniel. Have a good Sunday.